Friday, August 27, 2004, at approximately 1:12 a.m., I received a frantic call from a member of the Homeless Action Strike Tent City informing me of the fact that Ottawa police were in the process of raiding the camp and shutting it down. The Ottawa police acted under the veil of both darkness and rain to further ensure as little supports would be available to the protesters during their aggressive and heartless raid. Jane Scarf, local activist and initiator of the homeless action strike, describes how the police intimidated the protesters and acted maliciously against them and their property.
Totally fucked. Like last night, I hope we didn't say this without getting all emotional, but when the cops went in, I don't know if you saw the sign that says the land on which the structure stands is part of the traditional territories of the Algonquin and Anishinaabe people whose current home is a reserve at Golden Lake. We have occupied these lands since time immemorial. It is fitting that this symbol should stand here as a reminder of the suffering of oppressed people everywhere and of our faith in the wisdom of the Great Spirit and the promise of life, dignity, freedom, and equality for all living things. We welcome all who come here to share in our hopes, and the fucking cops, as soon as they arrived, went up and fucking slashed it with a knife, and then just left it sitting, you know, it was just cardboard, you know, and they slashed it all up and just let it, like, blow in the wind while they were doing their dismantling of the thing. And anyways, it's pretty psycho as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, sorry for such a long message. I've done one interview and I'm supposed to do two more interviews that are lined up. So that's good because attention on it. But anyways, talk to you later. Okay, bye. Thanks very much for your support.
Upon learning of these events, Jane Scarf then informed me that she was going to move in and do something about it, even at the risk of potentially going to jail for up to 8 months.
So it doesn't look like the mayor's going to do anything. They're just wishy-washy. I think I'm going to have to go in.
Friday at 4 p.m., Jane will be going to Ottawa City Hall against her bail orders. I'm John Dunn reporting for the Ontario Independent Media Centre. To stay informed of further events with this homeless action strike, please visit http://homelessactionstrike.tripod.com. Don't use www, it won't work. Thank you very much.